Lagos, it's time for something that I absolutely love on Hard Facts.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigerian Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuel so on fro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
And today we're asking yet again, is it legal for loan apps to contact debtors' friends? Well, we're not asking yet again, we're asking afresh. Last week we asked, was it ethical? Today we're asking if it is legal. We're continuing our conversation from last week about loan app companies that apply social pressure on defaulters. But you see that difficulty, eh? Like I said last week, you get why you... Here's today's business hard fact. NITDA fined loan app Soko Loan 10 million naira for accessing a customer's phone contacts without consent. NITDA is the Nigeria Information Technology Development Agency, and they are in charge of regulating IT companies like loan apps. NITDA says getting this contact info without consent violates the Nigeria Data Protection Regulations, NDPR. And yet, from what you tell me, most of these loan apps are doing it every day without being checked. So we need to take a look at why. Last week, I read a sample text message from you. It's a real message sent by a real loan app to the contacts of a real borrower. And it says, quote, "This is to inform the general public that Mr. XXX with telephone number XXX is a chronic debtor and a fraudster. He's on the run after duping a lending money company. You are advised to stay clear from him." End quote. Basically, using the borrower's reputation as collateral. If you want to preserve your reputation, pay up before the due date. But like we said last week, lots of Nigerians are complaining about this system. Borrowers are complaining about the embarrassment. Their contacts are complaining about the harassment. And we have the ethical question, should a business be able to disturb you about somebody else's debt if you were not involved in the transaction to begin with? Down the line, we're going to have a lawyer and a friend of the show join us. But right now, let's talk to NITDA themselves. Joining me now to discuss the effort to regulate the data privacy space is the lead for regulations, monitoring and compliance. He's also desk officer at the Nigeria Information Technology Development Agency, NITDA. Olufemi Daniel, welcome to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sandra. It's a pleasure being here.
Back in August, NITDA fined a loan app company for violating NDPR provisions. What exactly is the NDPR and what specifically are loan apps not allowed to do in terms of accessing and using borrower data from their phones under the NDPR?
Yes. The Nigeria Data, NDPR means Nigeria Data Protection Regulation. It is actually a subsidiary regulation made, pursuant to the Section 6C of the NIDA Act. What the NDPR basically says is that in the modern digital economy, data, the personal information of you and I and all of the listeners here, your data is the most important and most significant economic asset that we have now, because we engage a lot with the digital space and the technology companies, big tech organizations, small organizations are using the data and information they have about you and me to actually design products and design things of value that is giving value to themselves, giving value to government, giving value to even criminal organizations.
Right.
So the use of data right now is one of the most important business assets that anybody could have. So the NDPR is saying that if you are using data for whatever purpose or reason, you should have a, you know, a an ethical, there should be an ethical bound to the use of that data.
Right.
So that's what the NDPR generally is all about. And it was issued 2019.
Right.
And talking about the lending apps, mm-hmm. I think the first thing we need to mention is that the idea of lending to people is a very good good thing.
Right.
And we observed during the height of the corona lockdown,
right,
that a lot of people started reaching out, you know, started, you know, in a kind of frustration. They needed help, and some of the lending companies started filling in that gap,
right,
which was obvious globally.
Right.
However, the approach, the manner, the business model that many of the lending companies were using, it has been very, very unethical. It has caused a lot of, it has created more problems than the solution it tried to bring about.
Right.
So that's the reason why we needed to intervene with, you know, in aid of the Nigerian citizen.
Now, what specifically are they not allowed to do in terms of accessing and using borrower data from their phones under the NDPR, these loan apps? What are they not supposed to do specifically?
Fantastic. So number one is that if I am not part of a transaction under general legal principles,
mm-hmm.
if I am not a guarantor to a particular claim, you know, credit,
mm-hmm.
I am not expected to be contacted, you know, about that.
Mm.
But even taking it further, I think it's good for me to explain to your listeners, you know, how this whole thing happens.
Right.
What happens is that when someone applies for a loan, the lending company tells you to download an application on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they tell you, you agree to this and you click.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, research has shown that most people do not read those terms and conditions, including it's difficult. Even you cannot even read all the applications you use. You could possibly not have read all the terms and conditions anyway.
Right,
so
right.
You click agree, and then it moves on, and then you get the loan maybe in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, or something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
This application, because we are a technology regulator, and of course many people who are into technology would understand, this application has a lot of functionality. It has the ability to be able to have access to your contact list. So what happens is that immediately, so they tell you to take to do a direct debit. You take a direct debit from a bank. Let me make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
A direct debit is a promise, you know, you place like 12 o'clock on so and so date, you are going to remove 3,000 naira from my account and take to this other account. That is a direct debit instruction to your bank.
Right.
So you have the app on your phone, you have the direct debit instruction with your bank.
Mm-hmm.
On the day that your balance, your credit, your, you know, your payment is due,
mm-hmm.
the direct debit would kick in. If there's no money, sufficient money, or there's no money in that account, what happens is that automatically the app is notified, and the app automatically begins to send these prepared,
messages.
Prepared message
mm-hmm.
to all the people on your contact list.
Right.
So, take for example, Sandra, I have you probably on my phone now,
mm-hmm.
and I have taken a loan,
mm-hmm.
and this application comes. You begin to get these messages saying that, oh, Femi has collected a loan and mm-hmm. is on the run, and mm-hmm. we are going to catch him and that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have even gone further to threaten these people on your contact.
Right.
Who never had any inkling about what has happened.
Right.
But to even go a step further,
mm-hmm.
one of the things we've even found now is that the application even has ability, number one, to transfer data outside of Nigeria. Number two, it has the ability to read your screen messages. One of the things, one of the issues we've investigated is such that the lending companies were threatening the young person who collected the loan, saying that, yes, we know your uncle just did this and did that.
Wow.
Based on the SMS that they made, yes. And they were threatening that they were coming for him and coming after the uncle.
Wow.
So this tells you that this has gone beyond just what, you know, the
That sounds like a gross invasion of privacy to me.
Exactly. It's actually very devious, yes.
Now, even after the fine back in August, because I mentioned that NITDA fined a loan app company for violating NDPR provisions back in August, even after the fine, we're still seeing loan apps collecting contact data without consent, sending messages to these contacts. What should customers do, you know, if one of these apps, you know, if they take a loan from one of these apps, what can they do to protect their data? You know, the customers of one of these loan apps, what can they do to protect their data?
Sandra, what I would suggest, and of course you have a very large, you know, listenership,
yeah,
is that we need to now take a step back. What has happened has happened. The corona period was a very trying period for everybody,
right?
But it's not worth destroying your credibility, your job, you know, your family, because we've seen a lot of things. We've seen matrimonial issues arising out of this lending operations.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen people losing their jobs. We've seen people, I mean, so many stories you can't actually stomach.
Mm.
I mean, we can't, you know, be discussing on air,
mm-hmm,
about what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would suggest is that before you take that, you know, free loan or something like that,
collateral
free loan,
be
very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, collateral free loan, you have to be very careful. You have to really look at it. Do I really, really need this? One of the case that actually led to this fine of Shoko loan, the guy took only 13,000. Someone who takes 13,000, you can imagine that person, if he had maybe alternatives, he wouldn't even have gone, you know, to take a loan from a loan shark.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also say that as of this afternoon, there are organizations who are actually doing this thing ethically.
Right.
So what we are trying to do, because we are, our goal in NITDA is not about just, you know, imposing fines. That is actually the last bit of what we want to do. What we want to do is to ensure that those who are, you know, innovating, using technology for their businesses, are doing it in a sustainable manner.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more people have trust in the digital economy, the better for all of us. And the more, you know, scalable our resources and innovators would be. So there are people who are actually doing it correctly. So what we have tried to do, we are approaching it from different angles. Last week, Tuesday, we had a meeting with the Federal Consumer Protection and Competition Commission, EFCC, ICPC, and Central Bank.
Mm.
And we all agreed to work together to be able to have a coalition national approach,
mm,
to resolving this matter.
Mm.
And every one of us, so there will be no people will have a place to be able to say, okay, this is to resolve this issue.
Mm.
But the other side, that's what NITDA is working on in collaboration with these other institutions, is for us to have a town hall meeting. And the idea of the town hall meeting is to say, okay, the guys who are doing this thing correctly sit on the podium. We invite the others. We hope they turn up. And those who have had issues, should some of them representatives, samples could come, and we have a thorough sit down together, discuss these issues. That, I think, would be a proper way for us to go forward, because the idea is not for us to stop lending operation, but we are saying it's the business model must ensure that people's rights and privacies are protected.
Yes. I see. You know, let's say that I'm not a customer of this app, right? But they get my phone number from a customer, right? And they start bombarding me with text messages about his debt. So back to the example you gave, I took a loan, or you took a loan, Femi, and because my number is on your phone now, they start telling me Femi took a loan, Femi is on the run, etc., etc. What are my rights? How do I get my rights enforced?
Yes, so there are legal rights that, you know, that you would have you could approach the court, you know, you're not part of the transaction and all that. But a lot of people are not very, you know, not very eager to approach courts because you wonder what is going to be the outcome and how long it's going to take and all that. So what we have done, and we have done in the past, in the recent past, was to say, okay, send us information, you know, and many of these cases we have actually been taking up. ICPC is also working, EFCPC, but what we are trying to do now is to have a full funnel for all these particular, reports to come together. Because the truth of the matter is that different government agencies have different functions and powers. NIDA, for example, cannot, we are not necessarily, into consumer protection. While we can support people support the Consumer Protection Commission to protect the rights of consumers, our focus is more on technology regulation and your rights in the digital arena. So if we as we are working together now, there are certain rights of the consumer that the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission can actually decree in respect of a consumer. For example, a consumer who has been, inundated with text messages and all that, I believe under the FCCPA that there are remedies that are available for such consumers. So what we are doing now is going to actually help a lot of consumers to be able to claim some rights against these loan sharks.
Right. Yes. Now, are there other actions that NIDA is taking to stop these incidences?
Yes. So we, like I mentioned, mm-hmm. we have gone on about 3 different investigations.
Mm-hmm.
We have placed a lien on a bank of one of the lending companies. We went to court, got the order of court, and a lien was placed on them.
Mm-hmm.
We have reached out to these regulatory organizations, regulatory agencies, for us to mm-hmm. work together.
Mm-hmm.
And in the coming days, we are also going to reach out to Lagos State Government, particularly the Cooperative Ministry of Cooperative Affairs, because what happens is that these lending operators, they are not registered with CBN. So you wonder how do they get license to operate? What mm-hmm. happens is that there is a lending law in the states,
mm-hmm.
and every state actually has the right to that. But the point of the matter is that when your lending goes beyond the bounds of the state you are registered,
mm-hmm.
it becomes a violation of your license terms. So we are also reaching out to we are going to reach out to Lagos State Government because most of these operators are actually registered with Lagos State Government to be able to say, okay, we need to work together to be able to have, to monitor these lending operators, so that we will be able to sieve the wheat from the chaff. Those who are doing it correctly, let's encourage them. Those who are doing it wrongly, let's discourage them and put them out of action.
Right.
Those are the things that we're trying to
do at the moment. Now, let's talk about NIDA. Let's talk about NDPR in general now, right? 2 years ago, you said only about 94 companies had fully complied with it. What's the compliance level like now, 2 years later?
Well, I'm not, I'm not sure of the 90-something figure, but what I know is that as at 2019,
mm-hmm.
There was no compulsion, there was no law
mm-hmm.
that actually made it mandatory or necessary for you to pay attention to the way you collect and process people's personal information.
Right.
That was the situation we had.
Right.
Now, when the European Union issued the General Data Protection Regulation in 2018, the regulation GDPR came into effect.
Right.
What would have happened is that Nigerian innovators and government entities and all that, we had the option of complying fully with the GDPR, which would have been a very costly, very disrupting proposition.
Right.
Or number two, that we do not process data of European citizens and in extension some other nationals. Or number three, we create a minimalist, pragmatic law that meets with all the principles of data protection. And with that, we begin to gradually build our data protection culture. So we chose the last option. We compared with the GDPR, which has, you know, over 100 pages. The NDPR is just about 20 pages. But the principles that have been enunciated in what we call Convention 108, which is the global principle about data processing generally. All those principles, the rights of the data subject, the principles of, you know, of data of processing, you know, the legal basis, and all those other things are all in the NDPR. And we don't say that because we are coming into the party very late. America, Europe, they have started this whole thing over 100 years ago. They have had laws, you know, that have been in effect. So it's a part of their culture. What we did was to say, let's use our professionals, some of them in diaspora, some of them in the country. We licensed them to provide a kind of regulate, a compliance support to data controllers and processors. That is, anybody who collects data, who uses data, who, you know, deals with data. They are now doing training for them, auditing them, and submitting those reports. So in 2020, we had 635 companies, you know, filing their audit report. Now we are just rounding off the reports for this year. And by the way, we are the only country in Africa that has been, since 2019, that has been, you know, producing this report on an annual basis.
Right.
By this year, we have grossed over, we have doubled that number. And many other people are beginning to gain the consciousness. So really, the trajectory had been very much, you know, on the upswing. Another good thing about the NDPR and the way NIDA has gone about implementing it is that, unlike other countries that tried to bring use this data protection as another revenue generation tool for government, we said no. In other countries, 17 countries in Africa and some, even Europe and all that, they expect you as a data controller to come and register. So if, for example, you are a radio station, you collect my information, my email and all that, you say you come and register with government. We said, no, that is not a good idea because of, you know, what we know and how that has not really helped the citizen. So we said, let's create an industry. In the last 2 years, the industry has, that is private operators, they have earned over 4 billion, you know. And what value are they bringing? Number one, they train you, they guide you through the process of audit, and they make you compliant, not just for Nigeria, but for the world. And this has actually positioned Nigerian businesses to be one of the, you know, beholding, you know, countries across the world. And Stella, Sandra, the other point of the matter is that we've been able to track over 7,600 jobs created through this regulation alone. And that for me is really the high point of, you know, of using regulation not just as an instrument of, you know, repression, but, you know, to liberate more opportunities for people.
Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts, and we have the lead for regulations, monitoring and compliance and desk officer at the Nigeria Information Technology Development Agency, NITA, Olufemi Daniel. And he's been breaking down this NDPR thing and what it's supposed to do, what the provisions are, where we are at as far as data protection is concerned at the moment. And I have to ask you, Femi, what resources currently exist to help a citizen track which companies are collecting their data, whether a company they willingly gave their data is complying with NDPR, et cetera, et cetera? How can we currently track that?
Well, there may be some, you know, this type of a tool you are describing in the near future, but for now we cannot say that we have authoritatively a tool to do all the tracking. But generally, there is a site if you want to know if your data have been part of a breach. You know, for example, Yahoo breach and some other breaches that have happened. You could actually check www.haveibeenpwned.com. You can check it on Google. You know, you will be able to know if your email, your phone number, your, you know, your name have been part of the trove of you know, of data, of breached data all over the world. So that one is in existence. But I think a lot of innovation is going on about data protection, and this, what you've just described, is a very great possibility in the very near future.
Okay. Olufemi Daniel, thank you so much for your time. You've been such a brilliant guest. We cannot wait for you to come back on this show and talk to us some more about Nigeria's data protection plans. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Sandra, and it's a pleasure being here, and I appreciate the opportunity for us to be with you.
All right. Lagos, you've heard the man, and I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are on the points that have been made today. I want to hear where you stand. I want to hear what you think about what he had to say. Unfortunately, he can't stay, so he's had to go. But any questions you have, I will be sure to write them down, and maybe we can drag him back onto the show in the future so that he can answer those questions. So numbers to call are 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. You're listening to Balogun and Broad.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
To grow a business in Nigeria, your connections have to be strong. And I'm not talking about some godfather in the villa or plugs in the corridors of power. No, it's the small everyday connections like how quickly do you address customer queries? How effectively do you track your staff progress? Yeah, that's the kind of connection we're talking about. And to be that connected, you need a reliable partner like Airtel Business.
That's right. With Airtel Business, you enjoy reliable, unlimited fixed internet that keeps all your business connections seamless. You also enjoy 24/7 dedicated care lines. Contact Airtel Business at ng.airtel.com today. Airtel, the smartphone network.
Before now, getting a good HMO that works perfectly for my staff was a lot of hassle. Many HMOs come with cumbersome registration. It gets worse when my staff come back to complain about the terrible service they get from these HMOs. I decided to give Reliance HMO a try based on glowing recommendations I received from my HR colleagues, and I was not disappointed. I was able to register all 100 staff in 5 minutes. I have access to a 24-hour responsive helpline and an account manager that helps me with any issue. My staff raves about the premium service they receive from Reliance HMO. They especially love the access to gym, spa, dental care, and the hospital roaming. I no longer worry myself about issues concerning HMO. Reliance HMO does that for me. I will recommend them any day.
Visit reliancehmo.com/corporate or call 0700-7354-2623 to get a quote for your company and start enjoying reliable healthcare today. Reliance HMO, you can rely on us.
To grow a business in Nigeria, your connections have to be strong. And I'm not talking about some godfather in the villa or plugs in the corridors of power. No, it's the small everyday connections like how quickly do you address customer queries? How effectively do you track your staff progress? Yeah, that's the kind of connection we're talking about. And to be that connected, you need a reliable partner like Airtel Business.
That's right. With Airtel Business, you enjoy reliable, unlimited fixed internet that keeps all your business connections seamless. You also enjoy 24/7 dedicated care lines. Contact Airtel Business at ng.airtel.com today. Airtel, the smartphone network.
0700-4300. 0700-4300.
Akayode, Kilo Shele. Who owns this number you are trying so hard not to forget?
It is the number of the real estate company who are going to give me 100% dry land, which ranges from 700,000 to 7 million in Ibeju-Lekki. And guess what? This land will sell for over 20 million to 50 million in the space of 2 to 5 years.
Why Ibeju-Lekki?
Have you not heard? Land in Ibeju-Lekki appreciate with 300% within a period of 1 year because of the development in that area, like the Dangote Refinery, the Free Trade Zone, the Lakapa in Tropicana, Deep Sea Port, Lyon International Airport, and so on.
Oh, really?
Of course! These properties are affordable, and not just that, you can pay for 6 to 24 months.
Wow, who are they?
Vines Realty, a leading real estate company in Lagos, Nigeria, with affordable properties in the best locations just for you. Call us now on 0700-4300, 0700-4300, or visit our office at Suite 4A Dominion Plaza, off Igbo FM bus stop, Lekki, Lagos. Remember, think land, think Vines.
Business in Nigeria, your connections have to be strong. And I'm not talking about some godfather in the villa or plugs in the corridors of power. No, it's the small everyday connections like how quickly do you address customer queries? How effectively do you track your staff progress? Yeah, that's the kind of connection we're talking about. And to be that connected, you need a reliable partner like Airtel Business.
That's right. With Airtel Business, you enjoy reliable, unlimited fixed internet that keeps all your business connections seamless. You also enjoy 24/7 dedicated care lines. Contact Airtel Business at ng.airtel.com today. Airtel, the smartphone network.
It's raining discounts in the Samsung Black Friday sales, and it's time to be drenched. You can walk into any Samsung recognized store and enjoy up to 30% discount on select Samsung appliances all through November. This includes discounts on our TVs, refrigerators, and washing machines, as well as our ACs. Take advantage of our best deals this period. Terms and conditions apply. Stay connected with Samsung.
Before now, getting a good HMO that works perfectly for my staff was a lot of hassle. Many HMOs come with cumbersome registration. It gets worse when my staff come back to complain about the terrible service they get from these HMOs. I decided to give Reliance HMO a try based on glowing recommendations I received from my HR colleagues, and I was not disappointed. I was able to register all 100 staff in 5 minutes. I have access to a 24-hour responsive helpline and an account manager that helps me with any issue. My staff raves about the premium service they receive from Reliance HMO. They especially love the access to gym, spa, dental care, and the hospital roaming. I no longer worry myself about issues concerning HMO. Reliance HMO does that for me. I will recommend them any day.
Visit reliancehmo.com/corporate or call 0700-7354-2623 to get a quote for your company and start enjoying reliable healthcare today. Reliance HMO, you can rely on us.
Oga, your money please.
What is this? I mean your boss fare. You are giving me a betting ticket. I will throw this in away.
If you try it then.
Look, I have just one last game left to win a lot of money. Is it not the match that they are playing now?
Now the home team, they win.
I will still win and cash out even if I lose. I don't cash out.
Cash out with Bet Bonanza, because every game you play is a potential win. We offer you the opportunity to win even when one game cuts. Visit BetBonanza.com or any of our retail outlets today to enjoy more bonuses, better odds, and fast payouts.
For those wondering why Schweppes changes look, experience tells us. Change is inevitable. Schweppes, made with over 200 years of experience.
Yo, so they call you a dance legend. One move, and you have their attention. Then, when you start to crumb to the beat, everyone goes wild, screaming for more. But all of the people in your area know you. Here's your chance to move from local champion to record breaker. Let your dance skills take you and your crew to the top at the Globe Battle of the Year Nigeria Dance Competition, where you get to face off with Nigeria's finest. Grab your share of 84 million naira in prizes money and stand a chance to represent Nigeria at the Battle of the Year World Tournament. Go ahead, visit globeotynigeria.com now to enter. 84 million Naira prize money, unlimited fame, Glow Battle of the Year Nigeria, Dance Unlimited.
Them no dey tender one place they wait for life. Oh, you go sharply waka go meet them. No be how many chance where you get, na him matter. Oh, na waiting you take am do, na be the coco as day they break they go cup after cup. With better smell where they tinkle your body. And umiomio taste of Nescafe 3-in-1. Your day don't start gidiba be dato. E can still finish gidiba. Nescafe don't land now for sachet for shinkly 70 naira. With Nescafe, everything don't start be dato.
As a business owner, there is no such thing as work-life balance. You are constantly working, even when you shouldn't. What you need is a team of champions ready to grow your business and take it to the next level. Introducing the Alliance for Better Work by Jobberman Nigeria, an exclusive network of employers looking to access the largest pool of trained quality candidates, innovative end-to-end recruitment, brand amplification, and exclusive rates all tailored to your needs. Visit www.jobberman.com/employer/hire-better to join the Alliance. Let's hire better together.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Lagos, this is Balogun and Broad. It's 5:37 and would love you to join the conversation. Is it legal for loan apps to contact debtors' friends? You heard from NITDA themselves. You heard from the lead for regulations, monitoring and compliance and desk officer at the Nigeria Information Technology Development Agency, NITDA. It's their job to regulate these apps. And you heard the things that he had to say while we had him on the show. If you are wondering, well, what did I tune into? What am I listening to? This is the realest business show on radio. We call it Balogun and Broad.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I'll spend on fuels on Fro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
I'm Sandra S. Zekwesili. Joining us now to discuss this is a lawyer and friend of the show, Adenike Arobonlo. Welcome to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts, Nike.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we've seen NITDA, the Nigeria Information Technology Development Agency, fine one loan app company 10 million naira for sending messages to a debtor's contacts without getting the debtor's permission to get contact data from his phone. Some of the loan app companies insist that they have the right to do this. So I'm wondering where the law stands on this.
Generally, under law, you're bound by the contract that you make. And a lot of times, since this is like a loan app, most of the, of the terms and conditions are usually in small print, and most people don't take the time to go through them. For example, some apps now that you have on your phone ask you, permission to have access to your contacts, permission to have access to your camera, permission to have access to like different things on your phone.
Right.
And most people just click yes.
Right.
Without exactly reading the fine print. So it is possible that some persons using these loan apps, I don't know any of them, but it is very, very possible that in the terms and conditions of these apps and part of the things that they agree to is to have the loan apps have access to their contact information. Now, that is different from having the loan apps contact persons on their contact list. But it is very possible that the loan apps have access to their contact information because it must have been something that they have signed off or like they had agreed to, even unknowingly.
But you have NITDA saying that in some cases, the contacts did not even get permission did not grant permission to the loan app to get their contacts or to send out these messages.
I agree with that completely, yes. Even if those loan apps have access to your contact, they do not have the right to contact anybody on your contact list because they
No, what I'm saying is that they don't even tell you that, you know, they don't even ask your permission to access your contacts. So they...
Then that is wrong. That is wrong. Like, ab initio. You're not meant to do that. Because that is like a clear infringement of, you know, of your, like, privacy. And then, and that's where that agency comes in. So, yes, that is wrong. Like, wrong. But, like, I'm just saying that in some instances, not all the instances, for these apps, for like a lot of the apps that we use, we give a lot of permission to so many things that we don't even know the depth of. So
if they sell a kidney, you don't even know, say you don't sign, say maybe they buy your kidney.
I definitely did that sign.
Now, what rights does a member of the public have when it comes to being contacted by a company about a transaction that doesn't involve them? What are my rights when I get a message about, say, maybe my domestic worker taking a loan? Like, does it count as harassment, for example?
It is harassment. Like, you have, like, different, like, legal options. Like, you can write to them to stop contacting you. You can send them an email if you know who they are, stop contacting you. And if they still persist in that behavior, then you can actually, like, institute legal action against them because they've not had the right to contact you. And it is harassment. Like, I even get some of those phone calls, you know, and it's just ridiculous, honestly. You know, like... So it's basically.
Yeah. Now, when a debtor has defaulted, let's move away from me now that did not even know that one Uber man that I entered his motor collected loan. Let's talk about the debtor now. When I, as a debtor, has defaulted, what steps does the law allow the lender to take to recover debt? What steps are off limit?
Okay, so generally speaking, when you're an onibese, before you even collect any loan, first of all, as like before you even go into like the standard loan agreement, that's why we have like stuff like security or collateral for loan. Most of these financial institutions or like lending agencies, like I'll just. I use that word very loosely. They ask you for a collateral, that is something to guarantee your loan, so that in the event that you default, they just proceed on your, you know, on your like security for your loan. Now, in some instances, too, some institutions actually ask you to bring a guarantor or a surety that will surety that loan for you. Now. An agreement, so now, before you even enter into like an agreement to be a surety for somebody, it is one of the most important agreements that you enter into because if this person does default, the bank or the financial institution has the right to proceed against you because you are now the debtor in the eyes of the law because you have agreed to guarantee this loan. So you are now part of the contract that this debtor has with the financial institution. So one of the things that can happen where you are a debtor is that the lender here can proceed to sell your security, like auction it out, you know, to like, you know, to like recover their funds. And then in the event that what you have put up as your security is not enough, then we can now like institute further legal proceedings against you. Now, that is why your loan agreement is, you know, is the most important document when you're going into like any kind of like borrowing transactions because most of all these documents have like sections for dispute resolution, like the steps that would need to be taken before you can even go to court. So in some of the agreements, you see stuff like before you can proceed to court, you must write like 3 demand letters, like ask for your money 3 times and then proceed to mediation or conciliation or even arbitration before you now proceed to court. But in circumstances where you do not have those, what's what I'm looking for now? Those, the word is just as like is hanging, those fine agreements or those those sophisticated agreements where you're just owing somebody money and then the person can actually once again write a demand letter, because most times when you go to court, the court wants to know that you have done other things before coming to the courtroom to get your money back. So you can write a demand letter asking for your money. You can write it by yourself or through your lawyer. I would actually always suggest that you use your lawyer. First of all, you go try give lawyer work. That's number one. And secondly, it just helps to have somebody that is going through the process with you, that knows what to do and how to help you, as along the way. So your lawyer can write a demand letter for you and threaten legal action in the demand letter. If none pays within so and so days, we are going to proceed to court. Now, in the event that the time that you've given them has lapsed and they have still refused to pay, then you can just go to court and file an action under the undefended list. It's undefended because
this is for people who borrow, from certain institutions. But these loan apps are a different breed. They are a different school. It presents new, I almost want to say uncharted waters here.
Are they companies? Are they incorporated companies? Are they incorporated entities doing business in Nigeria? Are they?
Let's assume they are. If they are, what next?
In court.
Okay. So even me as Onigbe say, I can drag them to court, is what you're saying.
There are so many instances where somebody is owing a bank money and then the bank is harassing the person, and then the Onigbe say we run to court and be crying foul. It happens. Because most times, once your matter gets to court, what happens is that because it's now before a court of law, the person now might not be able to proceed against you. You can file an injunction and stuff, and then the court will have to hear you guys out before they actually proceed. Now, some people go through unconventional means, calling the police. It's not police work. Basically, it's not police work, but a lot of people go that route because they have found that most people would rather pay up that way. The threat of force now motivates a lot of people.
But I also want to be fair to these loan companies. It's sad that we don't have enough time to really get into this. But with these loan companies that give you instant loans without collateral, without a surety, without
That's
any of
very
those things,
unwise. It's very, very unwise. When you're actually doing that, then you should actually know what you're getting into. You cannot give out a loan to anybody without any form of security. It's just dash. So the average Nigerian, they will not pay you. They will not pay you. Some people are even willing and able to go around to all the loan apps and take 10K all around. And then they do not give a damn. If you call their father and their mother, they do not care, because there's nothing that you can do to those persons that you're calling, because you cannot proceed against them, because you cannot enter into a surety or a guarantor relationship without knowing it. No, it's something that you must agree to. You must agree to be bound by somebody else's contract. So if you're calling me, why they call my line?
Nika Robonlaw is a lawyer, friend of the show, and she's been very gracious with her time. Nika, we're going to drag you back on this show next week, Wednesday, because as you can see, we're out of time and Lagos is calling me. All my lines are on fire at the moment and people have questions, and you are the only one who can answer these questions. So Nika, thanks for your time. See you next week, Wednesday. Yes?
Thank you. Bye, Sandra.
Bye. All right, Lagos. Like I said to her, I wish we had time. I know that you're all calling. I know that you have questions, but you've heard from the agency that is supposed to regulate these apps. You've heard from Nike herself, who's telling you what the law says on this subject. Next week, I will just allow you to ask her all the questions you have, because I can't answer them. I've asked us the ethical question on this subject. I've asked us the legal question on this subject. Next next week, we'll have some people try and answer. Hopefully, we also have Nitita back on the show answering these questions for you. But they're both recommending that, well, as a loan company, try not to give out loans to people who do not provide collateral. And you, as a borrower, you know, maybe don't take a loan from these organizations and not pay back. And I mean, if you are gonna take a loan, read the fine print and look at what you're signing up to. And also be aware that some of them will not give you anything to sign, but they may dubiously install things on your phone that allows them mine information that they could use later on you know, drag you around as a debtor. I think moral of the lesson is pay your debts at the end of the day. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S Ezekwesili on social media. We'll have this conversation again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Keep a date with me. The debate returns tomorrow at 5 p.m. as well. So tomorrow, no conversations, just the debate, the final round. Chia Gozie and Emanuela right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.